Claro, ¿eh?
Let's try me how to change the name. She didn't tell you?
She explained it, but I'm going to remember that. I couldn't make it all this. She said something about, I thought she was going to go through with them. It was me on the actual.
What is this?
If I'm Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we find the profile. I couldn't find the profile box.
Oh, I see the profile box.
Morning, Reb Yisrael.
Good morning, Reb David. How are you?
Pastor Shem, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
You had your breakfast yet?
Not yet, no. No.
You know the kippers and the fried eggs for Rosh Chodesh?
That will have to wait for a little later on in the day.
Okay. Second day Rosh Chodesh, two kippers, two slices of toast with two sunny side up eggs.
Oh, very nice.
And a glass of almond juice.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
So don't cheat.
Sorry, no.
No cheating.
No, certainly not. No, no way. You can see exactly what I'm up to. Reb David, you remember what I was saying about the other day? We need a platform to shout out Hashem is one. There's no one else. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a clip the other day, a video clip of the president. Donald Trump, you know,
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Awesome.
You heard about it. He used the very words that I said. I want to shout out Hashem is the only one, and he said he called Hashem the boss. He said, He's the one, he can do it. Amazing,
yeah, it is amazing when you think of that. But on the other hand, on the American dollar, it says we trust in God, so.
I didn't hear.
On the American dollar, it says we trust in God.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a real American, you have to believe in God. Or you don't get your dollars.
Yeah. My next question is, when is the Israeli government going to do the same? Stand on the platform. Hashem is in control.
Don't hold your breath.
He's the only one. Hmm?
Don't hold your breath. Yeah, it's funny.
Can you imagine if all the world leaders did that, one after the other? All the world leaders said Hashem is the only one.
Well, they will do.
They will. It's coming.
Okay. Yeah. We start with one, we work up.
It works, yeah.
At least we got one so far.
Yeah. But the Israeli government should be the first ones to say it.
Yeah, it should have been, but what are you kidding?
It didn't happen. No.
No.
No. It's up to you and me. It's up to you and me to take that form out.
I don't know if I can take the pressure. I don't know if I can take the pressure. Let's pass it on to Rabbi Sher. What do you think?
Well, maybe yes.
It's quite persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he knows Bibi, you never know.
Yeah.
And not very political.
The situation seems to be improving somewhat.
Well, I don't know what this orange means. Can I drive out of town to go somewhere or not?
We're orange at the moment. We were red before.
Can I drive to Yerushalayim?
This I don't know the answer.
I can't agree with that. Too complicated for me. Do you know, the last time I filled my car up, it must have been very good gas. It's lasted me for about 6 or 7 weeks so far. Must be good quality stuff.
Yeah.
I have to go there again next time. What causes this blob with the, on top of a banana on the screen instead of a face?
I didn't hear.
All these people, they've got a circle on top of a banana. How do you get that?
How?
Rob, we can't hear you.
He's on? Are you? Oh, yeah.
Farouk, you can hear me there?
Yeah. Now,
yeah, now we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, no, just I hadn't plugged in the thing. That's technology. If you don't plug it in, it doesn't work. It's like that with Yiddishkeit as well. If you're not plugged in, it just doesn't work. Okay. So we can carry on talking about red wine and be good. You can compare notes one day, Baruch, if you want.
I didn't know you were on, sorry.
Huh?
I didn't know you were on. I wouldn't have talked about my whatever.
No, why not? Hashem's listening. I'm sorry, what do you worry about me? Saying I'm happy to compare notes. You're 14 days to my 30, so can't spend a month in bidud. Anyway, so I take no responsibility for my mental state. I didn't have a battery, boys. So I suppose that is, okay. You win. Beseder. Fine, we're on the Mevches. We're trying to get to the core of understanding why it is that Hashem considers the life of a Jew who's not even doing anything. The Chiddush here is not that the life of a Jew is choshuv. That we always knew. We always knew that a Yiddish life is very choshuv. But this new dimension that means even a Jew who's not functioning bichlal, person in a coma, God forbid, that life, it's also to shorten that life, even to save the whole of Klal Yisrael. You have to save that life. That's a big chiddush for us. And we don't understand why, because our starting position, if you think about it, in everything we look at life, we always judge based on what you're doing. The concept of just being isn't something that we have very clear in our minds. We judge people by what they do, how intelligent they are, how much they know, how clever they are, streetwise they are. We have a whole bunch of different definitions of judging success that has nothing to do with reality, and we don't know that. So that's why this is quite a shock. If it's important to go over it again and again and just try and infiltrate into our minds to get past the Yetzer Hara on this one, just how unbelievably choshuv our lives really are. So he brings here, I told you, he brings here the Biralocha. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it. The Biralocha in Simon Shin Choftes, he brings there a very interesting story.
I have a question. We cannot say the reason it's because our life doesn't belong to us. That means we cannot do what we want with our life. It's not us. Our life, that means...
You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct. It's not your life, therefore you can't do what you want with it. People say, I've heard people saying this, very from people. After 6 months, you've been sort of in this lockdown and you can't see your grandchildren and you can't... So people say, I definitely spend some time with my grandchildren. So if I get it, I get it, I can't anymore, So I'll get sick, It's not your life. You're right. It's not your life. Hashem was mafkid our lives to us. We got given this life as a pikadon in Achinami. 100% right. 100% right. But that doesn't explain what is the enormous chashivas of that life. I mentioned once the Beragola, the last Beragola in Choshen Mishpat. he says there that someone doesn't appreciate the gift of life he was given. He's mezalzel in shmiras hanefesh because he doesn't appreciate the gift of life that he was given. He says ein zilzul va'apikor segodol mizeh. There's no afrikus segodol mizeh. Wow, that's big news. You know, there are a lot of apikosim running around. That's called apikosis. You're not shame a guf and nefesh. You're ain apikosa godol mizeh. Why? Because you mazalzel in this gift. Hashem gave you a gift of life. And you mazalzel in that. You mazalzel in Hashem, chas v'chilila. That's the problem. You're 100% right. 100%. But it still doesn't explain this life that Hashem gave us. It still doesn't explain ma chashivut of that life when it's not doing anything. When it's doing things and it's making mitzvahs and it's giving stock and it's building olamos and you're getting skar in olam haba, okay? That, we don't even understand that, but that we at least can process. You understand, we came here to do mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give us skar for the mitzvahs, so he gives us nisyonot. We do the mitzvahs, we get rewarded for that. You don't, you get punished for that. That we don't have a problem with. Aval, yeah, we're talking about a lot that's not doing anything. He's just lying in the machine, not even breathing for himself. The machine's breathing for him. So what value is there to that life? He's not creating, he's not generating any ruchnias. And we see that Hashem says, you don't understand what that life is. That's what we're trying to come to terms with, is just how little we understand how much a life that's not even doing anything is worth. Neto. We're trying to do that in all areas of our life. We're trying to understand what is simcha that's not tolu on any external factors. We're trying to understand what is ava that's not tolu on any external factors. And we're trying to understand what's laugh that's not tolu on any external factors. That's a big chiddush for us. That's the chiddush, and that's the paradigm shift that needs to happen. But in Achinam, you're 100% right. That laugh is choshu because they're matana. Hashem gave you this. It's not your laugh. You can't do whatever you want with it because it's not yours. But you're responsible. That's for sure. But the question is, why is it so, important that even somebody's not doing anything? Sorry, I'm just going to get it. I just need to drink something quickly. Just give me 1 second. Hopefully that'll work. Why that laugh is so choshu that you even doich a kolot terakuloi? The whole Torah gets pushed off. A lot of the Jewish people, the whole goal of the Bria gets pushed off for one vegetable. There's a lomuva that we don't understand. No matter how much of a gift that is from Hashem, we don't understand. You got 6 million lives, yeah, that Hashem gave to those people their lives, and you got one life here lying in the hospital in a coma, and you're not allowed to kill that Jew lying in a coma to save the 6 million Jews. However, whichever way you cut that cake. Okay, so he brings here, just to make this even more stronger, he brings a fascinating case. We'll just do it outside. He brings here an interesting case, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that people think, it's interesting because the Gemara says something similar, but anyway, I'm not going to go into that now. The Bir Halacha says that people think that you doicher Shabbos to save a life, because nefesh is doicher Shabbos to save a life, because you'll mechallel one Shabbos to have many, many Shabbosim. You'll mechallel this Shabbos to save this guy's life, but then he'll keep many, many Shabbosim afterwards. So he proves that it can't be, that can't be the reason. There may be a reason, a side reason, whatever, but that can't be the ikar reason. And he proves it in an amazing way. Unbelievable way, this. He says, okay, the Bir Halacha didn't use the exact terminology we're using, but we'll make it more contemporary. You have in Los Angeles, anyway, New York, Johannesburg, Loma Shana, I don't know about New York, because it could be that in place in New York is already going. But anyway, Los Angeles, in Johannesburg, whatever, there by the Tachana Rakevet in the train station, you have an abandoned baby. Baby, somebody threw a baby in the road there, left the baby there in the whatever. You come along and you find this baby. You see this abandoned baby, you have rachmanus on him, you take him home. Feed him, look after him, you save his life, you get the doctors, you do everything for him. Lovely. Now you have a shala. Has this baby got a din of a Jew or a goy? What is this baby's status now? So the halacha is, you go after Roiv. Roiv people running around Los Angeles train station or whatever are goyim. So you go after the Roiv and he's got a din of a goy. And therefore, he has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, no more. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos. He has to machal Shabbos. He can't keep Shabbos. Chayv nis if he keeps Shabbos. And lekapa the din of the Torah is a goy gomo. So he grows up in this Jewish home, and he becomes the neighborhood Shabbos goy, and he's very well liked, and people like him, and he's he grows up very happily, and everything's fine, and life continues, and you take care of him, whatever, and that's fine, lovely. Okay, one Shabbos, you're just about to have your Shabbos shlof, and they come knocking on the door, boom, boom, boom. Some kids saw this, think they saw this guy going into a building, and the building just collapsed. So you have an interesting shala. Are you allowed to be machal Shabbos to try and save him? So you tell me what's the havamina? First of all, there's a sofik whether he's even in there. Then there's another sofik whether he's even alive or not. Could be he's already dead. And then there's another sofik, which is not a sofik because we've paskened it already, whether he's Jew or not. So what's the havamina that you would save him? And the halacha is, says the Chofetz Chaim, the halacha is that every yid has to machal every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be to get him out of there. Why? Because in dinah nefoshes, we don't go after the roev. When it comes to dinah nefoshes, when it comes to saving a life, we don't go after the roev. We choshed for the mute. So this goy, klape kol dinah ha-Torah, is a goy. However, when it comes to nefoshes, we choshed for the mute. Maybe he's Jewish. So now you have to machal Shabbos to save his life. Sofik pekuch nefesh is machal Shabbos. You machal doiche Shabbos to save his life. So that's what you do. You go in there, you get the bulldozers, whatever, you scrape around on Shabbos every year from Avraham Avinu to Mashiach Tzidkenu and after, every year has to come and be machal Shabbos to save this guy's life. Now when he comes out of there alive, what's his status now? His halachic status, he goes back to being a goy. So he's never going to keep another Shabbos. You're not saving him in order that he should keep more Shabbosim, because the minute he comes out of there, he's not going to be keeping Shabbos. he goes back to being a goy. You go after the roev again. The minute his life's been saved, you go after the roev. I said the Birolocha that there's no ways that you can say that the reason why you saved his life was because you'll machal one Shabbos to have many Shabbosim. You're not going to get any Shabbosim out of this guy. So he says, you see that the reason therefore is not because of that. That's not the reason. It can't be the reason. So he says, I just want to see where the Loshon here is. So then he says like this, if the chashivas of a Jew, in chashivoyse shel yudi, if those are following, I'm reading right at the bottom of Mem Ches, if the chashivas of a Jew is because of Yishmiras HaTorah, Vasiyas Mitzvahs, Ma'i chashivas sheyudi zeh shevad yechal Shabbos harbe v'lo yikayim afilo mitzvah achas, mitzvahs of Torah. What's the chashivas of this Sofek Jew that you machal Shabbos in order to save his life when he's not going to keep any mitzvahs in the Torah, he's never going to keep Shabbos. He has to machal Shabbos. He's chayv mis if he keeps Shabbos. So he says, therefore you have to say, it's a very dikaraya this, Al kochenu chayvim anu likvoya shechay yudi choshuvim hem lakodesh baruch hu kishel atzmam. You see that a Jewish life is choshuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for its own sake. Gam lelo Torah v'mitzvahs, even without Torah and mitzvahs. Ha keitzad, my eili choliot. And that's not the Chofetz Chaim's kasha, that's his kasha. Although Chofetz Chaim says there, the Loshon I think he uses, I don't know why he doesn't bring it here. Says why? Loshen, the Chofetz Chaim uses a loshen there. He says because of the laugh of a yid. I think he says the reason why Machal Shabbos is because of the chashivas of this laugh. So the chashivas of this laugh is not tolu on kiyum Torah v'mitzvahs. The chashivas of this laugh is gelatzmam for itself. So again, we don't understand. Yeah, Moedika arrived from the Bir Halacha. You know, Machal Shabbos to save many, he's going to keep many Shabbosim. He's never going to keep one mitzvah in the Torah. He's keeping seven mitzvahs in the Noach, and that's it. He'll never keep Shabbos. And so why are you saving his life? You're saving his life neto because there's a sofik and he may be a yid. And yeah, there's three sfeikas. You don't even know if you're saving it. He could be dead already. He may not even be there in the first place. Three sfeikas, and for those three sfeikas, everyone's going to machal Shabbos. Yes, why? Because that's the chashivas of a Jewish life. a Sophic Jewish laugh. So Otpam, that's another raya on top of the ones we saw yesterday. En doichi nefesh mifin nefesh. We brought some illustrations. Could I even think of some of your own? This is talking about me. I need to find out how choshuv I really am. This is about me. This is not about the Shabbos Goy in Los Angeles. This is not about Hitler Yemach Shmoy. This is about me, my life neto, without any mitzvahs, without any Torah. We're trying to understand who we are. So we said we always relate to ourselves and judge ourselves and value ourselves based on what we're doing. In a Torah way, I'm talking about, not because of the secular what we grew up. I'm talking about now in the Torah way, we value and evaluate ourselves based on our tzlocha. We're not matzliach, so then you feel down. No, we see here that Akash Boch has a whole different set of values, which values my life, everyone's life, but my life, because that's what I'm worried about here now, values my life even when I'm not doing anything and I'm not doing matzliach. So we have to understand how we live with that now. That's a whole new world. We make a few times every day. And it says there, it's revealed and known in front of your kise covered. We don't know what goes on by the kise covered. These fiery spiritual angelic beings, whatever they are, stand in trembling fear and shaking in front of the Kisa covered. So we don't really know what goes on there. Big, big things happening over there. In front of the Kisa covered, you can understand a little bit. The place where the Melech sits, that's a very terrifying place for a little guy to stand in front of the Kisa Kvoidecho. If you understand the brocha of Asher Yotze, what does it mean? It means ki ani gufoi v'tafkido hatakim, my body. We're talking about the guf now. Asher Yotze is a celebration of the guf completely. My body, the workings of my physical body, the kol mareches hazoyne va'ikul, my digestive system, all the orifices, the different holes and extremities of my guf, seemingly like kind of lowly, kind of, you know, plumbing sort of stuff. These things are also up there somehow in front of the kisei covered. This is all happening when you're in the bathroom, somehow that somehow raises up to the kisei covered. Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself, didn't hire a plumber. He himself takes care of making sure that everything works properly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hashem himself takes care of that. Hushem al Briyasov, ala izon, shel aneshama vaguf yachdav. He makes sure that the balance in the body, the whole marechet works properly, that the neshama and the guf are properly balanced. Too much neshama, you get nisraf. Not enough neshama, you die. The whole unbelievable delicate balance of how much neshama the guf can handle, and that all the food that's being digested in my stomach, the psoila, akol, 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 that's all lifnei kisei covered. What? Why doesn't Hashem bother with this? That you can give to somebody else to take care of. What do you have to be Isaac in this for? You haven't got anything else to do. Ki choshuv lo kol rega chaim sheli. Because every moment of my life is choshuv to Hashem. Choshuv lo shagish tov. It's important to him that I feel good. Shemazon it akal b'maya. That the food gets properly digested in my stomach. That the psoilus get after they're supposed to. And my body continues to function the way it's supposed to function. That's all very, very, my health is very, very important to Hashem. Unbelievable. We stand astounded in wonderment. For sure, that's what's going on here. Yeah? I mean, we've proved it from all study. Your goof, you as a person, whether you're doing nothing, whatever you're doing, even the lowliest parts of our existence, Mot chashuv to Hashem, that he personally is involved in that. Now that's big stuff. Big, big stuff. Ani yoidim bebirush shedivre Chazal ein amiras ba'alma. We know, we should know, hopefully we know by now, that Chazal, the words of Chazal are not just nice sayings, you know, nice poetic stuff, you know. The words of Chazal are Torah, Torah Misinai. Vein chas v'chililam afrachas guzmois. Chazal don't throw exaggerations out there. If it seems like an exaggeration, you have to understand it. You don't understand. You have to take these serious. This is Chazal talking. The same as we take everything that Chazal say, whether it's halacha, whether it's agadita, we take what they say very seriously. We understand that there's divine wisdom there. Poshut. Poshut. Kol ha'olam kuloi. Stop and meditate on that for 15 minutes. What does it mean? Kol ha'olam kuloi. Hachal misheshisim ebreishis vad olam anetzach. From breishis, from the base in breishis, all the way to netzach. Whenever it ends, it doesn't end because it's eternal. Kedayim heim bishvili. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says it was worth all the trouble, all the effort, all the bother of creating the world and the world before the world and etc. Whatever, the whole marechet, the trillions and trillions of kilometers out there in super space and galaxy. We don't even know what's out there. We don't even have a musag of what's out there. And in here, we don't even begin to understand the unbelievable complexities of the subatomic world. Big and small, we've mentioned that many times. We know there's nothing too big for Hashem, but there's also nothing too small for Hashem. He takes care of everything. All because of me, Hashem says a kedah just for you. Even if there's nobody else around, I would keep it just for you, even if you weren't doing anything. Even if you're not doing anything, we proved that. How is that possible? How is that possible? When you're in bidud, you get to think about this a lot, because when you're in bidud, so now you kind of a little bit minutak from your normal life, you minutak from doing things, you minutak from the tzibur, you minutak from a lot of your doings. You know, you can't do anything. You can't go to work. You can't daven. You can't. You can't go shopping. You can't do nothing. You can't go to the bank. And now what? So now you feel a little bit. You feel ichy. You don't feel so good. You know, it's like cabin fever kicks in and whatever. You know, it's like imagine somebody in Israel having cabin fever. The Canadians understand what is cabin fever, but imagine in South Africa or in Israel having cabin fever. The sun shines here 365 days a year. How do you have cabin fever? You know, Hashem showed you what cabin fever is, but you understand. That's when you start realizing how far we are from this. Alone on a desert island with nothing to do, you go mad. You're out of your mind, and that's the exact opposite of Torah Hashkafa. The exact opposite of what he's saying here. So Kate said, Yitochan, how do we understand this? We're missing badly some basic information. We don't grasp this. We don't have a grasp of this. We don't have a hold on this. But we know that every word of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem himself on Har Sinai. We know that whatever Chazal says is true. If you want to have an argument and say, well, maybe that's not what they meant, that's not really true, who says that's not so, maybe your life's not worthwhile, the Chofetz Chaim didn't really understand what a Sofer Goy in Los Angeles is. If that's what you want to say, beside it, then you're not discussing that. You're not with me. We're taking what Chazal says, MS. We take the halacha, the halacha. And the Locha defines the Ashkofa. Ein doichi nefesh mipne nefesh. 6 million Jews will die and then this vegetable will stay alive. Huh? Yeah, okay. I don't understand that. For sure you don't understand that. There are many things we don't understand. But we how do we try begin to even start understanding this? Because it's important. Because it's not about the vegetable and it's not about the going to Sanjay. It's about me. Vishvili nivra oilam. And I want to find out who I am, Neto. What am I? Who am I? Mikol ha'dvarim halalu oile shekviyochel ha'kadosh baruch hu tzarich otanu. We will use these words. For now, loosely, but we'll see as we go ahead. We'll define this much more clearly, because to say that Hashem needs us is not even bordering on apikosis. It is full-fledged apikosis. because Hashem doesn't need anything. In tzedakta ma nosan lo, if you do anything tzaddik, what does Hashem get from you? Hashem doesn't change. Before the bria, after the bria, Hashem, nothing changed. Kulu kulu, nothing. So what do you mean he needs us? What can you give him? If he needs something, it means he's lacking something. Hashem can't be lacking anything. That we understand. That's from the Yud Gimel Ikarim, we understand. And just from our own hegyoin, go away. You can't have something that's infinite that's lacking something. The law just doesn't work. So when we say that Hashem needs us, we'll see. There's a big yesod of what we're going to be learning. And we'll have to deal with that. For now, just accept it. No one here is saying apikorsis. It seems like it may be apikorsis, but we're not saying apikorsis. We'll develop this idea as we go ahead. For now, just let it sit there. Don't get too excited. Don't get too behelem. Don't get too confused. And we'll come back and understand that. But what comes from this is, you said Hashem's investing so much in us and giving so much and wants so much for this life to continue. It seems, kevyochol, we'll have to understand what that means, somehow that he needs us. Unbelievable things. Hashem is ready to invest so much in me. Well, what's in it for him? So he'll tell me, no, it's not because he needs anything. It's just because that's what he does. He does chesed. It's for me, for the chesed, for me. Okay, we'll see. That's how we'll get there. Okay. What does it mean Hashem needs us? Ma kesha Hashem needs us. He's completely shalom. He has nothing. He's not lacking anything. You can't give him anything. But we'll see that there is a way to understand this. And we'll see it's not a stereo to the fact that Hashem is doing it kulu for chesed. And it's not a stereo that Hashem needs us. And it's not a stereo that we need him. We'll see. We'll put it all together. It's very, very beautiful. The lo chidushim shelo. It's Ramchal already speaks about this. We'll see. Okay. We will see even now that we can go a bit forward. We'll see it even in Chazal. You'll see the shyness like this. V'arman anu moitzim bedivrei Chazal b'kama mekayim es l'shyness muflayim b'noisazeh. We see niflayim, wondrous, unbelievable things in Loshon Chazal on this subject. Kach amru chachomim b'midrash Rabba Eicha, Rabbi Zaria b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'simen Omer, b'zman shiuz loisin ritzoyne shel mokum. Rabbi Zaria b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Simon, said, "When Klal Yisrael is doing the rotzon of Hashem, rotzon shel makom, that's Hashem being spoken to as makom, meisifim koyach begvura shel mala. Wow. We, so to speak, give Hashem koyach. We give Hashem. We add gvura. We give strength to Hashem." K'modat ama, as it says in the Pesukim Tehillim, be'elokim na'asa chayil. When you're not doing the rotzen or makom, you so to speak weaken the koyach of Hashem. The rock of your youth, the rock of your birth, of your childhood, tashi, you weakened Hashem. I give Hashem koyach, I take Hashem's koyach away from him. You ask Hashem, what's happening today? Why is the world a bit money? Nah, I need koyach, I'm a bit tired. Because Kosher didn't do what he was supposed to do, so any koyach hayom, any koyach. Talking about, but that's Chazal, that's a pasuk. Tzu yelot chetashi, you've weakened Hashem. Mm-hmm. Now you understand that we don't understand. If you think you understand this, so then for sure you just left the world. You're out of reality. Hashem doesn't get weakened by me. Doesn't get strengthened by me. He's infinite. He's shleimus. But that's what the words say. Yisrael moisif in koich begvur shalmalu chas v'chilin amatishin es a koich mal nishal es a shada keitzar. How does that work? Ech ze oved? V'rei kodosh baruch lo chosam uv. V'im ken keitzar niten loisif lo lachsi mimeni koich. Advorim yizbor b'sante nishmael alam. You can't give Hashem koich. You can't take away Hashem's koich. You can't do anything. So how do we understand this? He says that will explain as we go along. Mavur oid b'zoha kodosh. The Zoha kodosh also says, just find a translation here quickly. I mean, you can't get more foolish than this. You want me to read it in the original? I'll read it in the original. Kav avdin oivdin ksharin yavin tukve v'chele de kutcha brichu. When you do kosher things, good things, you give Hashem koyach. Choyzek v'chele kodesh baruchu. V'zei kosuv tnu oiz lelokim. Give strength to Hashem. It's a pasuk. Tnuiz lelakim b'maisim k'shirin, with your kosher deeds. So when the vegetable is lying in the hospital in a coma, he's not tnuiz lelakim. He's not giving Hashem strength. What does Hashem need from him? I mean, we don't know what Hashem needs from any of us, but it, through your maisim tovim, your maisim k'shirin. Because that's one shalom, and then obviously the shalom is we give Hashem koyach. What are we talking about? And I'm Hashem tomorrow. We'll see even more strange things that come out of the psukim and from Chazal and the Zohar about how we just how kind of choshu we really are in a way that we can't even begin to fathom. So hopefully now you don't understand anything. It's very important. All you need to know is what you don't understand. Because to say that you understand all of this and you've got clarity is it's either because you learned the Sefer very well the first time we did it, or the second or the third. There's some people that almost on their third or fourth round already. And therefore you understand this, but essentially we don't understand it. And even after you've understood it, you'll see we don't understand it. But in the way that we've been learning all along, we don't try and pick up the coal. We try and fan it and benefit from the light and the heat. That's what we're doing, yeah? So Metz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. So have a good day. Take good care, a good chodesh, and Metz Hashem will meet. I'm hoping, by the way, to be, I can't promise, we'll send out an email, but I'm hoping Bezrat Hashem to be back in the Beis Midrash already on Wednesday. So for those that's relevant for, I'm just letting you know, if you want to arrange your life slightly different, I think Rewolitsky should also be back by then. So we'll carry on Zoom, but hopefully Bezrat Hashem will be back in the Beis Midrash as well. Okay. Yeah. So have a wonderful day and take good care.
Chodesh.
Thank you, Rav Shea.
All the best. Shalom.